Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to third. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive towards short. Boone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy bunts towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to first for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Doby reaches second base with a double. Easter moves to third. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-0 in the game. Brissy hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Guerra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brissy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Grimek covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Gordon moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gordon scores. Boone moves to third. Grimek moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Suter moves to second. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-1 in the game. Brissy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimek fields it and throws to third for the out. Guerra moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Joost takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to third. Brissy moves to second. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guerra scores. Brissy moves to third. Joost moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Al Benton now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Brissy scores. Joost moves to third. Leaner moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to home to get Joost. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Guerra hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy is 0-for-2 in the game. Brissy hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Murray moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell is walked intentionally. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Boone scores. Murray moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.